All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and we are back with Leap of Faith. Let's go ahead and get started. I don't get it. This was supposed to be the easy part, but somehow I feel like I tripped at the last hurdle. Why would he of all people object? He's been supporting me in everything I've done in life, except this. All I had to do was introduce her, and that would be it. And now she probably hates me. I don't hate you. Huh? Was I talking to myself? No, but it was what you were thinking, right? I'm sorry. I don't know why he acted the way he did. Even Mom seemed surprised. And how did you even get up there? I had a problem and I found a solution. Yep, there you go. Just like you need to do. You make it sound so easy. I'm not saying it is. But I do know what I feel about you. And this is one choice I don't want to influence. Because I know how much your family means to you. If you want me to walk out of your life right now, I will. I won't like it, but I'll respect and understand your decision. I can't even think straight right now. I'm so disappointed, hurt, sad, destroyed. I don't think I'll be able to live with that. He's so pivotal in my life that I don't even know what I'll do without him. He's always been there, always supporting, except for this. Being with you will take all that away. And honestly, I don't think I can do that. I'm sorry. And she left. Of course she left. You basically told her to. No, she didn't. As I said, if this is what you want, I will. Even though I'd love to say all kinds of things to you first, like how you're making the biggest mistake of your life. That this summer has been one of the best of my life because of you. I'll go home and cry on my pillow and eventually I'll move on. I'll always carry you in my mind for the rest of my life as a wonderful memory, but I don't want to be the one that ruined your relationship with your family. So let me at least sit here with you and enjoy the moment. I don't want to say goodbye while standing on a bucket looking over a fence. And you're right, I have no idea why he reacted the way he did. I don't want you to leave. Mostly I just want to understand why he reacted the way he did. Maybe it's a racial thing and not a gay thing. You know, black, white. Then why did he marry a Latino? So that only leaves the alternative. And for the record, I don't care if you're purple. Why don't you just go back inside and talk to him? I know that isn't going to solve anything once his mind is set. You two are both equally stubborn. Look who's talking. Point taken. But this time it's not about me. I really needed his support in this. Give it time. Maybe it's his pride that stops him from seeing your side of the story. But a father's pride wears down mighty fast when their daughter's love is on the line. I shouldn't have said that I hate him. I'm sure he understands it was a heat of the moment thing. He said some pretty mean things too, which I'm sure he regrets too. Is it about the farm or the bowling alley? I don't know. Your family took it well though. I didn't expect them to. Mom, Dad, with their Slavic pride. But both of them insist they all love you, like I do. Your English is flawless, though. I don't even hear a hint of accent. I was 5 years old when we moved here. I hardly remember anything from home. It's like the whole world expects me to talk like Borat when I say where I'm from. You know, from the day I first saw you, I knew. And this whole summer with you has been fantastic. Nothing made sense before I met you. Now everything does. I love you. Even if I colored my hair, changed my lipstick, even so, because I see the person on the inside. I don't even mind that we haven't had sex. Yes. I'm sorry, but I wasn't ready. Don't be. I really wanted to, but I felt that if I went to that step, it would seal my fate as gay? I don't know. Maybe I'm both? Dad wasn't right, wasn't he? Excuse me. Dad was right, wasn't he? I'm a freak. No, you're not. You don't differentiate love, and that's a fantastic thing. In fact, you're the one who taught me that. So you're fantastic too? Of course, that goes without saying. I'm ready. You've made up your mind about me already? No. I did that when I met you, silly. I mean, I'm ready. Oh, you mean, finally! So, you want to head over to my place, or? No, right here. I want you. And I've wanted this for so long. To feel you, smell you, taste you. And a piercing. What? I want a piercing too. Whatever you want, darling. Ah, this is, God, I love every emotion of yours, and I love your new toy. Our new toy. I'm next. Yeah, yeah, keep going. I'm so close. I'm gonna cook. What a nice way to wake up. And when you wake up in the same bed as the world's most famous pop star. I guess it's safe to assume that our date went pretty well. Who knows what the future will bring? She's so amazing that I'm about to come. Careful. I'm sorry, am I doing anything wrong? No, you're doing everything right. In fact, you're doing everything so right that I'm about to come. Well, let me get back to business then. That view isn't going to help me hold back at all. Here we go, I have no idea what you see in me. I mean, I was just some random stranger in a small-time nightclub in a small-time city. Why you even came over to me, I have no idea. But I'm really glad you did. You're being awfully quiet. Oh, you know that saying of, if you don't swallow, you don't love me? It's just a saying. Feel free to spit it out. Holy shit, that body, I could watch it all day long. I was talking out loud, wasn't I? Holy bananas, that was a mouthful. No details, please. Holly was right, though. Holly? She might have been giving me some pointers. Look, I'm not that experienced. I have absolutely no good experiences. And we talk about everything anyway. I like you just the way you are. And you can serenade me anytime because that song was beautiful. Once I realized the song was about who I loved and not about love as a feeling, it was easy. And you really helped me find the words. I can't wait until we make a song about sex then. We need some serious firepower for that. And guitars. Honestly, I don't think you need any pointers. Holly is nice, but I don't want you to be her in bed or do what she tells you to do. I'm pretty sure we can figure everything out on our own. Ah, you got dressed. You have such a nice ass, you know. Something wrong with my tits? No, they're just as good. I'm sure you'll see my ass again real soon. I'll take that as a promise. You might want to look away for a bit. Guys pissing after an orgasm is not a pretty sight. By the way, when do you need to get back to work? I just have these 2 weeks off, I'm afraid. Then I'll be busy for a long time and... Is that normal? Afraid so. Anyhow, I'm teaming up with Miley Virus for a co-op song. Miley Virus? And a video next week, and after that, it's a duet with Lady Dada. So, Miley Cyrus and Lady Gaga, huh? And in the weeks after that, I'm recording my first Christmas album. We have to record it already now for it to be ready by Christmas. Boy, everybody records a fucking Christmas album now. It's so fucking pathetic. I need to record a Christmas album just for the hell of it. Just one question, though. How are your fans going to react to you getting captured by this guy with horrible hair and bad eyebrow game? You goof, but my stylist does men's hair as well. Man's got eyebrows like me. I understand what bad eyebrow game is, folks. It feels like it was a very long time ago that Lexi invited me here to her place. But it feels like time has flown. I've had the time of my life. With people I found myself caring a lot about. I jump-started my life again and even found love I never could have dreamed of. Is that Suds? What the fuck is going on? Did somebody forget? Did somebody just, fuck it. I'm gonna wash the clothes and go to sleep and just Suds just came pouring out. And loving new friends. But even with all those good memories, it's time to start making new ones in a completely different kind of life. I'm truly looking forward to it. First thing on the agenda is to fly back home and start sorting things out. Well, I'm already packed. Guess it's time to head upstairs. I wonder if the others are done packing. Probably not Chris. He's even slower than me. Hang on, is he still sleeping? I could swear I heard him snore. Now that's just weird. And slightly impressive. I've got to learn how to knock before entering. But I'm happy for you, Chris. Good to see you getting some. Though I could have managed fine without the actual visual confirmation. Now to go find my special girl. Why can't I get that image out of my head? Lexi, you here? Nope. Just little old me. Holly? You here alone? Yep, enjoying a little alone time. Do you mind sharing it with me, or you want some really alone time? Feel free to join me if you don't mind my guilty pleasure. I'll probably manage whatever it is. Your guilty pleasure is sunbathing topless? Not really. That's my guilty pleasure. Ugh, I'm not really crazy about that. I don't like smoking, it's a nasty habit. I know, it sucks. I don't smoke much though, one a day. And that was the last one in the pack as well. You smoke one cigarette a day? Should just quit then. Then again, you have your morning coffee, I have my morning cigarette. But as you said, you can leave if you want. I'll manage. Seems you're done anyway. Sit your ass down then, unless you're mapping my ass for the next ass game. No, I'm studying those hideous piggly toes of yours. I know, truly hideous. At least I have nice breasts. I wonder how long it takes until your eyes drop from mine. I'll be fine. I've got great peripheral vision. You never told me what you do for a living. I teach. You're a teacher? Of sorts, yes. Helping those less fortunate in life. Less fortunate? I'm asking too much, aren't I? I'm teaching those born with a mental disability. You serious? But that's amazing. You're not gonna give me all kinds of crap about it not being a real job. What's that supposed to mean? That because you don't do physical labor or work in the sores, it's not a real job? No, I'm serious. I think you have an awesome job. Also, I never would have guessed. Never would have guessed that the Hollywood bimbo could do that? Okay, you got me. I kinda did think that at first. But these one-on-one conversations we've had, I've really enjoyed them. Everything else, though, it's been almost overwhelming. All the girls wooing you. Exactly, I'm not used to it. But you never did. So 6 girls are not enough for you? That's not what I meant. I meant that's why I found our conversation so relaxing, knowing we're just 2 friends talking.
Huh?
Okay. Your hair. That's not your natural color, is it? No, I'm ginger. I just added a bit more red to it. Liked it better that way. Why don't you have a boyfriend? I mean, you are beautiful and all. Tried that. Didn't find anybody for me. So you've given up? No, I just want to be sure that my next one is the final one. Someone that's just normal, doesn't have a skeleton in the closet, and won't laugh at my flaws. You have flaws? Trust me, I do. But then again, don't we all? Okay. This is new. It's funny, isn't it? What is? That we put so much focus on the ass. Why is that, you think? I'd say it's because of the movement. Movement? When fucking? No, well, that too. Just looking at the way a woman moves, walks, it looks fantastic. And if you had the high heels, that's just the icing on the cake. I can say that. He's right. I'll just say that. He's right. And the high heels, yeah. Good thing I know how to handle high heels, then. Oh, there's a tattoo there. I knew your eyes would drop. Well, don't worry. I take it as a compliment. I mean, this is interesting. I've never played a scene like this. You really like them, don't you? Do you have any idea of how hard it is not to look? Your tattoo. What about it? Did it hurt getting it? Parts of it did. The skin on the side of the body is much thinner than that of the hip. Much more sensitive. It wasn't too bad, though. It's beautiful. I've always wanted one. What's stopping you? Nothing, really, except I don't know what it would look like or say. So I'm more or less waiting for that moment I get something meaningful to put on my body. Can I touch it? You want to touch the tattoo? If you don't mind. Go ahead, you can't feel anything though, it's just a piece of drawing on the skin. What's the symbolism behind yours? You mean if there's a meaning behind it? There isn't. I saw the tattoo on a picture and I liked it. But I'm an Aquarius, so I guess that's why I like the water. And the rose? No idea, but I like roses too. It's very fitting to your body. And you have incredibly soft skin, by the way. Many skin products. I believe it. Uh-oh. I'm gonna miss you, these talks. We're not leaving quite yet, you know. There's still an hour or so into the goodbyes. I'm staying here until you've all left. Really? Why? I'm not a big fan of goodbyes. I mean, when you come back, I'll be the first in line to greet you when you do. But you won't see me saying goodbye. Come here, let me whisper something to you. Whispers. That's just stupid. Oh, why is that? Because if you really want to see me, you'll find a way. But if this is the last time I ever see you, let me at least say that your toes aren't hideous. In fact, they're quite beautiful. So are you. I mean, take care. You too, Holly. You too. Oh, shut up. And tell the others I said hi, will you? See you later, Holly. Now for this book, which is so damn hard to concentrate on when your mind is wandering. Why the heck did you let him touch you like that? You know how you react. Is he gone? Can I? I have to... Well, it's been so long. That's the spot. Now just start rubbing. The way your hand touched my skin. The tingling sensation. Go faster. It's been so long. I need to feel it again. Just need you. I'm... Wow. I'm so sorry, Lexi, for even thinking it. Damn it, Holly, you were doing so good for so long. Should have never let him touch me. He doesn't know you're a goddamn sex addict. Oh, shit. I still haven't had the time to beat Robin's record. Still going on with that game of yours? Morning, Chris. Girls are slow again, aren't they? They got more stuff to pack. I think Lexi gave them half her wardrobe. Makes sense, I guess. Ouch. Someone got lucky. I mean, she kept going for hours last night, and again this morning. No details, please. But I'm really happy for you, ma'am. You too. So what's your verdict after spending 2 weeks at Lexi's place? Awesome. And I'll be tearing down all my Lexi posters when I get home. What? Why? I can't look at her like that again. And now I feel that I know her somewhat, it's not right. She's not a sex symbol anymore. She's a friend. And she's my best friend's girlfriend. I know what you mean. Then again, I had no idea who she was before you told me. So what are you gonna do when you get back home? Or are you gonna move here for good? Actually, we haven't talked about it at all, so I don't really know how it'll pan out. She's still this famous pop star, and I'm just good old me. But whatever we have, we decided to keep it under the public radar, and Lexi's going on another tour now. So you'll be going home today without knowing. Hopefully not. I know she likes me very much, from what she told me, and the way she acts. I might have been the only one to really get through to her. I love her, man, and I'm sure she loves me back, I hope. Long-distance relationships don't always work, you know. They barely ever work. She has a plane, and told me I can use it anytime. And she'll drop by whenever she has a chance. So even if it's long distance by miles, it's not really that long distance by the time it takes to see her. And besides, I want to try getting a job again. I don't want to live off Lexi, even if she were to offer. The little reserve I've saved up is shrinking fast. I wonder how much money she has. I don't think even she knows. You guys are totally talking about me, aren't you? No! Roughly 600 million. Why? I think us poor people talk more about money than you rich people do. And wow. Yeah, she's just boasting now, showing off how much money she has. I'm not. I mean, you asked. Definitely showing off. Oh, look at me. I'm driving a limo and you're driving a Honda. Hey, don't make fun of my Honda. You're joking, aren't you? Yeah, we are. Sorry, Lexi. No, I mean about the Honda. Did Lexi just make fun of my Honda? And I made fun of your Honda, too. At least I have a car. Good point, Chris. You win this one. You going back to work today, Lexi? This must be the first day I've seen you in anything else than a bikini. I am. As of 2 minutes ago, I'm technically at work. My free time is over. Speaking of, you don't waste your time, do you? Hey, Jan. All ready for work, indeed. Huh? What do you mean it's a bad move? Listen, who I date is my business, okay? I'm gonna miss you, nice garden. Goodbye. And goodbye, lovely pool and sun chair. Morning, Steph. Morning, Chris. I'm gonna say goodbye to Kevin. I'll leave you two alone. So, you finished packing? I didn't bring much, remember?
Right.
So, you staying in LA? Yeah, I have some things to sort out. My old job and all that crap. I thought you quit. I did, but there's still a meeting. Quitting Homeland isn't as easy as just walking out the door and saying goodbye. Anyway, I just wanted to say goodbye properly this time. And to thank you for the good times and wish you all the best of luck for the future. I'm really sorry I hurt you. Come on, Steph. Don't be melodramatic. It's in the past. There's no guarantee it would have lasted anyway. But the time we did spend together before you left, I'll always remember. It's good times. Take care, Grim. You too. Ah. It's so good to see you two talking. Anyway, I'd better get on my way. You're not coming with us? I still have a bit of a mess to clean up. I might come back someday, though. Who knows? Love you, honey. Me too. Stay in touch. Goodbye. Goodbye, Steph. Cece, why are you talking to the flowers? So where were we? You were just about to tell me how amazing I am and how much you love me. You are... So about that crappy phone call you just had. Vent. It wasn't crappy. Jan is doing a great job watching out for me. Jan? My manager. He's the one keeping the wheels running, organizing everything, booking events, and so on. It probably seems a bit intense to anybody else, but don't put too much into it. I'm used to him, so it doesn't bother me. You look adorable. Excuse me? Very chic. I'm missing the joke again, aren't I? No, it's just... Or is there something wrong with this awesome face? I have to admit, it's pretty awesome. And the hair. It reminds me of the time I met you. But if you don't notice the hair in the middle of your face, then I figured that you're probably a bit stressed out. Not to mention that the second you saw who was calling, you raised your shoulders about 4 inches. So I'm not going to undermine the great job your manager is doing, which I'm sure he is. Though I'm pretty sure that your manager just planted a seed of how bad it is for you to be with me. So I just want to be sure it doesn't grow into a huge tree. Unless you agree with him. He's been my manager since I was 7, and he's always been looking out for me. Honestly, he's doing a good job, even if I don't always agree. So no, I don't agree with him. But you don't think it's a good idea to be open to the public about our relationship? No. And is that because of Jan? Yes, but not for the reasons you might think. You're gonna have paparazzi in your garden, reporters at your door, phone calls. It'll make your life much easier if we don't go public. She's right. I'll take Jan's word for it then. Ugh, your phone is ringing. Yup. So, aren't you gonna answer? Maybe. You are seriously triggering my OCD right now, laughs. And you haven't even looked at the phone to see who it is. It's right there. Pick it up. Hurry before they hang up. Sure, let me. Wait, that's your OCD? Oh, that's it. I can't take it anymore. Hello, this is Lexi DeMonte speaking, currently relegated into being a phone answering secretary of Grimm. Yes, that Lexi. Oh, aren't you a real charmer? And yes, he's right here with me. Let me hand you over to him. Oh, I'm sure you would. Sure thing, I'll do that. Here you go. He's so funny. Huh, who is it? I can see where you get it from. Like father, like son. Hello? Hi there, kid. Truly sorry for calling you like this out of nowhere. I would very much like to meet up and have a talk with you. You see? I'm your father. And now we're only waiting for Grim. Yeah, he's always so slow before a trip. Right behind me, should be here shortly. He's on the phone with that charming fellow. His dad. His... good one! Lexi is kind of weird sometimes. I heard that. So guys, my dad just called. Turns out he's here in LA and he wanted to meet up later on. Hot damn, she wasn't joking. Honestly, I'm actually considering it. Man, what's there to consider? Go see him. I have to get home today. I've got the early riser shift tomorrow at work. But I can fly home alone if you girls want to stay behind. Some part of me doesn't even want to meet up with him. I mean, I've done well without him so far. Suddenly meeting up after so many years is nothing but a stranger anyway. No, go see your dad. We'll be fine. I really don't want you going home alone. She's not alone. I'm there with her. I'm there with her. If we can stay in your apartment or at Chris's. Of course you can stay in my apartment. So it's settled then. You go see your dad, have a talk with him, come back when you're done and we'll be there. What she said. Okay, fine, I'll take a plane back tomorrow. Promise me one thing, though. Stay away from Matt until I get back. Sure, it's not like I want to see him. And Cece, don't... I'm fine. Don't worry, she's not alone. And we're not going to see Matt, even if I would very much like to. All good, then. See you all tomorrow, then. Come on, ladies, to the Batmobile. What's this I hear about you driving a Honda? Oh, right, that's the real Batmobile. Hey, Kevin. Miss. Deep in thought? Kira, haven't seen you all morning. There was a whole lot to pack. Lexi gave us so much clothing, I had problems packing it all. In the end, she just gave me an extra bag as well. Listen, I have to stay behind, at least until tomorrow. You see, my dad called me, and it seems he's here in LA, and he wants to meet up. Your dad is in the one you've never met your whole life?
Yup.
But that's great news. Why does everybody say that? I don't even know if I'm all that thrilled to see him myself. Why not? Go talk to the guy. It's not like it's gonna harm you in any way. Hey, Ro. Ben? Sweetie? I call shotgun. It's a limo. What was that about? She's moody. Well, seems like this is goodbye then. And when you get back, don't be a stranger, okay? Drop by the McKenzie and maybe I'll hook you up with a free fappy. You're a good guy. Goodbye, Kira. See you around, Grim. Thank you so much for having me and being such a great host. Pleasure was all mine, Kira. Take care of yourself and have a pleasant journey home, will you? Lexi, is it true what the others are saying about your dad? And you staying? Yeah, I think I have to. And everybody else seems to want me to. That's amazing. You must be so excited. And now you too. And feel free to stay here, of course. I have a few meetings and arrangements to do, but I'll be home for the evening. But make yourself at home. Come and go as you like. Feel free to use any of the cars or food or drinks. You know what? Fuck work. I'm taking the day off. We have to get you ready for the meeting. Get a new suit tailored. Lexi. Maybe a trip to the beauty salon and that haircut. Lexi! You're talking so much you forget to breathe properly. Relax. I'll probably not do any of those things, I think, but thank you for letting me stay. But first, let's go say goodbye to the others. And there they go. So when are you going to see your dad? He said I could drop by at 2 o'clock if I wanted to go see him. Okay, that gives you some time to get ready. Honestly, I'll just go as I am. Are they gone now? I really don't like goodbye. Hey, Holly. Grim? Oh boy, she really wanted to get rid of me, didn't she? Yeah, look at how disappointed she is to see you still here. No, it's, but... yeah, she totally hates me still being here. No, I... Lexi, do you want to do the honors? So his dad is in town and he wants to meet up. He called me. Which is so weird because he never met his dad his whole life. So you can imagine my surprise. I even talked to him first, not knowing the whole situation. He had seen some of Lexi's nukes and figured I'm out here in LA. And now he wants to meet. To be honest, I think Lexi is more excited about it than me. And he has to get ready for it. I'm so confused right now. Come with me, Holly. I'll fill in the blanks. And that's the whole story. I see. Well, you get another few days with him then, alone. And that too. Why don't we go with him as moral support? That's what I said. Oh shit, we have to get you ready. I know, but you need a disguise so you don't get run down by every fan out there. I'll just wait in the limo. No, we can do better than that. And you need to loosen up when it comes to interacting with other people. That's what he said, too. I have some sunglasses. Mm-hmm. We need some new clothes, something very un-Lexy. It will probably need more drastic measures. You are too recognizable no matter what you do. It's probably the hair. That's it, we're gonna change your hair. Are you insane? Jan will freak out. Definitely. Oh, we're so doing this. You just want to piss off Jan, don't you? Maybe. I have no idea, Mom. You called me out of nowhere. How do you feel about it? I think it'll be good to meet up. I've never met him, and you've always told me nice things. It doesn't excuse the fact that he was never there, but at least I get to meet him. What do you think about the whole situation? Sweetheart, I think I've told you the story many times before. We met one summer and had a few romantic weeks together. I think deep down inside I knew it was too good to be true. Something seemed off about him. But I had the time of my life and was head over heels in love with him. Then suddenly one day, he was gone. I was heartbroken. Searched for him everywhere, tried calling, but nothing. Mom, you don't have to. Would she be the new face of Polygene Biotech? What the fuck is going on, folks? Honey, I want you to know this. Because even though he went away, he also left me with the most fantastic present I could possibly ask for. He gave me you. So yes, I think it would be good of you to go see him. I can only hope that he's the same person towards you as he was to me. Mom. Anyway, now it's your turn to start talking. You've been on a 2-week vacation with Lexi DeMonte and a whole lot of other girls. Perfect. I don't know, it's very not Lexi. That's the whole idea. The colors are all off. I mean, for the season, it's more autumn. Who cares? It looks good on you. It's just one little thing. Let's squeeze those beauties. Squeeze what now? There we go. What do you think? I can only draw my breath about 50%. Perfect! My intuition tells me you're not single anymore. Mom, you deserve a good girl, and something tells me you've got plenty to choose from. Okay, maybe there's someone. Ha, I knew it. Tell me. Let me tell you all about it when I get home, okay? It's Lexi, isn't it? My son is dating Lexi DeMonte. Goodbye, Mom. Talk to you when I get home. Love you. Love you too, honey. Poor girl. Will she be the new face of Polygene Biotech? Oh, wow. You know, there's actually an article. I'm gonna read this, though I have to kind of get close to the screen, so if I fade out, I'm sorry. Polygene Biotech, privately led, a lead pharmaceutical company specializing in fertility research, was left rudderless early this year with the tragic accidental deaths of owner James and Sarah Campbell while vacationing abroad. Speculation on Wall Street initially was that Jay Campbell, daughter of founder James, would take over her father's legacy. Reports have recently surfaced, however, that succession may not be so cut and dried. Accusation of patent infringement by the rival Pfizer Corporation, Pfizer, they're calling it Pfizer, but we know it's Pfizer, and the apparent reemergence of co-founder Sarah Campbell's son have reportedly complicated an otherwise straightforward transition of leadership. Jay Campbell, 23, is in her second year at Harvard Medical School. Industry insiders have openly questioned her preparedness to take on the responsibility of guiding a multi-billion dollar pharmaceutical juggernaut through litigation and a pending patent that rumors suggest could be revolutionary. Looking for not safe for work? Try steel. It says the AVN Tribune. You know why they call it the AVN, right? Because these are called adult visual novels. Even though a lot of visual novels are like erogé and they are for adults, not all are, but AVN are exclusively for adults. And also talks about the best mobile phone games. And it's issue 6969, but you can kind of see all that. This is really interesting, though. Poor girl. She just lost her parents and now she has to deal with this. You ready? Me? She still looks like Lexi DeMonte. Like, somebody's gonna, you know, find out. You look amazing. What's the occasion? He's still kind of slow, isn't he? He sure is. We're coming with you. Moral support. Let's go. Alright, so that's a good spot to leave out. I'm gonna try to make it a point to not leave you guys hanging on some of these. I can't do that with all the big, huge Arrowgay games, but these ones aren't as long, honestly. So we'll do more of these, because I kind of like these a little more. I like the Arrowgate too, but this stuff is just, I don't know, just something about it that's really touched me the way the Arrowgate doesn't. It's weird. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out, and I'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Leap of Faith.